Hi everyone, welcome in a new episode of Stephen's Week, your weekly update on marketing and technology. This week I'm going to talk about a new feature and a new strategy of Pinterest. I'm going to talk about AI and online purchases, and I'm going to talk about one of the benefits that Starlink could bring us. Welcome in this new episode, everyone. Pinterest wants to add shopping lists to their platform because they know that if a user of the platform is saving an item, that they know that there's a 7 times higher chance that that person will actually buy that product. And if you look at Pinterest today, it's mainly an inspirational platform, which means that they are focusing and they're known for the upper part of the funnel, of the sales funnel. And their challenge and what they want to achieve is that they are a platform for the entire funnel, not just the upper part. So now they're adding these shopping lists to make sure that people actually buy after they saved an item. And they're going to proactively, for instance, inform their users on price changes, which can be a trigger to buy something. And this is, of course, another step in the evolution of social commerce that is growing in importance. Today, Pinterest is a smaller player there. Only 4% of the Pinterest users are actually buying something on the platform, but that's what they want to change. And they want to broaden up their role in the entire sales funnel and change the experience and change the features for their customers. Starlink, the satellite program of SpaceX, may change our Wi-Fi experience on commercial flights. Starlink has now launched about 1,800 satellites in outer space. They need to have about 4,400 of them to cover the entire planet and to make sure that they can offer broadband internet to everyone, especially in areas where it's difficult to get internet. So that's what they're offering, but they're also looking for commercial deals. And one of the markets that they're looking at is the market of commercial airlines, because as you all know, the Wi-Fi on planes is terrible and expensive. So that's a bad combination. So what if we at a certain moment could have an experience as we're sitting in our living room on a plane? That's the end goal. And Starlink wants to create that over time, and they hope that they're going to find some customers out there. Truth is that there are other players on this market that is going to become very, very competitive, which I think for the customers is a good thing, because if it's competitive, quality has to go up, prices have to go down, and we'll be able to benefit from those new features. So I'm looking forward to that. High quality Wi-Fi on an airplane soon when we can travel again. I read a very interesting scientific research paper this week about the role of artificial intelligence and voice assistants in the way that people buy. This study showed that if people buy regularly on voice assistants, that they spend about 19.5% more on their digital purchases. Because, and this is obvious, because the barrier to use it is so low, the effort is almost close to zero. So once you're getting into this habit of ordering through your Alexa or your Google Assistant, it becomes a certain routine. And especially in purchases that you need in a regular basis and purchases that are low in terms of emotional value, people just say, hey, Alexa, I want to have this product A or B, and then it happens. So the barrier is low, you think about it, and bam, you order. And because of that, the amount of money that you spend through those devices is higher than if you don't have them. What they even saw is that when people have an Alexa, and when you buy frequently through that platform, you're also starting to buy more online on your laptop or on your smartphone. So it's just, let's say, a trigger to motivate you to buy more online through, yeah, than the Amazon and the Alibaba platforms. Those were involved in the study. But this is a hypothesis that I had for a very long time, that if the convenience levels are high up and the effort is very low, then people start to spend more with you. And this is exactly what was proven here in this scientific paper. So guys, this was my weekly update. I hope you will like the video, share it, subscribe to the channel if you didn't do so, and have a wonderful weekend, everyone. See you again next week. Bye-bye.